Good morning. Good morning. It's Sunday, Resurrection Day, the day of the Lord. We call it September the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And did I say good morning? I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Sundays are for Psalms on the wake-up call so far, and we are going to be sharing one today, Psalm 21. I'll be the voice, but of course there's the Word of God, but then Timothy and Julie Tennant have written the meditation and arranged the Psalter that we'll sing at the end. Today's entry is entitled, The Final Victory of the Messianic King. It's from Psalm 21, Hear Now the Word of the Lord. The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might. The word of the Lord. Now consider this from Timothy and Julie Tennant. This is one of the great coronation psalms of the Bible, which celebrates God's presence with his people as symbolized by the righteous king. The king is the picture of joy as he celebrates the victories God has granted to him. He sits on the throne with a crown of pure gold and revels in God's answered prayers and his graciousness in granting him a long life. The psalmist celebrates the certainty of the king's victory over all his enemies. However, the psalm ends not with us gazing at the king, but gazing at the power and majesty of God himself. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. Verse 13. The psalm powerfully moves from the type of the perfect king to the archetype of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:18. In the end, even the greatest king on earth is but a dim reflection of the enthroned King of Glory. Christ alone has vanquished all the principalities and powers arrayed against us. He alone holds the power to judge the nations of the earth. He alone sits on the throne in final power and authority. He alone rules and reigns in righteousness. This is our great hope. As Christians, we celebrate the ascended and exalted Christ, who now sits at the right hand of the Father. Praise God for our risen and exalted King. Today, we're going to sing Psalm 21 with the Seedbed Psalter. I'm suggesting the tune Elacombe. You'll recognize perhaps the more well-known title, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. and we will sing it with gusto. Get ready. Take some deep breaths. O Lord, the King rejoices in your strength by which he lives. How great the joy that he does take in victories you give. You've granted him his heart's desire, requests his lips have said. You welcomed him with blessings and gold crown upon his head. He asked for life, you gave to him forever length of days. You gave him victory's glory, great and majesty and praise. You've granted him eternal joy, and you have made him glad. With all the joy your presence gives, great blessing he has had. The King trusts in the Lord, and through the love of the Most High, he'll not be shaken, for he knows that steadfast love is nigh. Your hand will seize your enemies, your right hand seize your foes. When you appear, they will be like a furnace fire of woes. The Lord will swallow them in wrath, his fire consume them all. Their offspring you will all destroy, descendants one and all. Though they plot evil against you, devising wicked schemes, they can't succeed, for all they plot will vanish like vain dreams. For you will make them turn their backs, all those who are your foes. And you will aim right at their face with arrows and drawn bow. Oh, be exalted in your strength, O Lord of truth and light, and we will sing and praise your name, rejoice in your great might. Amen. Well, we've done it. We've sang another psalm today, Psalm 21. And that was a victory song. We took some victory laps today with the exalted messianic King Jesus seated at the right hand of God, ascended, interceding, winning, until all the Lord said to my Lord, right? Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool underneath your feet. It's happening. Well, here's some good news. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to get this done, but there was such a great response to the tenants singing, leading us with the psalm a couple of Sundays ago. I asked them if they would be interested in doing those on future Sundays, and they were so excited. Yes, they're going to do it. So soon we'll have the authors of the Seedbed Psalter to lead us on Sundays in the Psalms. And that's coming soon. We'll keep you posted on that. Anyway, today we're going to see you not on the fields. We're going to see you at the house of God. I'm headed over to the Gillette Methodist Church, our house here in Southeast Arkansas. We're online if you want to look us up on Facebook or YouTube, Gillette Methodist Church. You can find us. I want you to go to your church for sure, but you know, we can go to all kinds of churches in addition to our church because of the internet these days. We'd love to have you. Anyway, I'll see you at the house for Timothy and Julie Tennant for The Awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.